We're in Siman Tuf Kuf Yud, Sif Dalid. So Mechaber says, Ein Tolin HaMeshameres B'Yom Tov L'Sanim Ba Shemarim. You are not allowed to hang the filter, meaning putting a cloth or something over a bottle and then filtering out the shemar, basically like the sediment that comes along with the wine, to get the wine out from the sediment. Tavalim haisa tluya v'omedes, but if it was already on it from before Yom Tov, mutar litein b'shemarim l'sanan, and then you're allowed to put the shemarim on it, since it was already set up before Yom Tov, you're no longer creating the ohel. The problem is that of the dechol. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that the issue over here that's going on is of the dechol, and that's why you're not allowed to set it up. If it was already set up beforehand, then it would be okay. What about the boer issue? So the Mishnah Berurah says it must be talking about where if you would have done this filtering before Yom Tov, then it wouldn't be as good, because otherwise it would be boer, unless, once again, you would do it through a shinui. The Be'er Halacha points out that shouldn't this be a problem of using a kli for boer that we saw? You can't use a nafa or a kvara, so why would this misanenes be any different? So the Be'er Halacha says that over there, those kalim are used for long periods of time. And it's like sira and trina, but this kli is used for only a short period of time, and therefore it is not going to be a problem of boer. The Rav Nissen Karelet says so too. If you have water with some type of sand in it or anything in it that you don't want to drink, and therefore you want to filter it, and most people wouldn't drink it without filtering it first, Rav Nissen Karelet says that you wouldn't allow to do it on Yom Tov because it could be done before Yom Tov. If it couldn't be done before Yom Tov for whatever reason, then you would be allowed to do it on Yom Tov. However, the Mechaber says, Umarim v'solo salitem barimonim v'achach nosim b'shmarim. You're allowed to put the misanenes on in order to filter rimonim, which is not of the dechol, and then use it for shmarim also. But if you didn't put rimonim in it, so then it's obvious that you're doing it for the shmarim, which is prohibited, mishum of the dechol. Ushar dine sinim b'yom tov kumo b'shabbos, all the other halachos are like Shabbos. Sivhei, enos and gvina b'yom tov, you're not allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov. Ema midin chalav b'yom tov, you're not allowed to set up the milk to separate from the different parts of the milk. That's also borer. V'uadin deinos and chamam min chalav b'yom tov, you can't make butter from the milk for the same reason. All of these are issues of boer. All these things, Mishnah Berurah says, are things you could have done before Yom Tov. And even according to those poskim who say that ochal nefesh itself, which could have been done before Yom Tov, can be done on Yom Tov, making cheese is something which is done for a long period of time, and therefore it is asar mishum of the dechol. All of these things are boer, which is done for a long period of time, which is going to be prohibited. Something which is not done for a long period of time, like grating onions or something like that. So then that type of grating, is the Orlitzian says, is going to be okay. And so Turav Yashuv says is going to be okay because it's not something that is usually done for long periods of time. And therefore, once again, it's going to be okay. Why is there no issue of bone by the cheese over here? So there's no issue of bone. The Chazanish says it's only bone when you gather all the pieces together and put it into one piece, but that's not what you're doing over here. When you're making the cheese, you're doing the boer aspect. So if Avin goes in a sayar, you're not allowed to cut. If you have a vegetable which is already removed from the ground, but there is still something attached to it, you're not allowed to cut it with the scissors that you usually use to cut it, because it looks like you just cut it from the mechubar, from the ground, which is aser mishum kotzer, which again is kotzer zaser because it's done for long periods of time. So therefore, it's going to be prohibited even on Yom Tov, and this will be prohibited mishum maris ayin. Siv zayin mesaknes akundas akavios umutram lo achar b'chatichot snom b'yom tov v'mrotza l'achlan afal pisha aser b'shabes v'yesh machmirin. So these things are mutter mishum ochal nefesh, and the Mishnah Berurah says that you're even allowed to remove water from lettuce on Yom Tov, that would be okay. So therefore, it would appear that even though on Shabbos you wouldn't be allowed to use a salad spinner, it would appear that on Yom Tov you would be allowed to use a salad spinner. Especially, you'd have to figure out whether the salad spinner is something which is used for long periods of time or not. Usually it wouldn't be, because the lettuce would go bad if you did that, if you set it aside for long periods of time. So a salad spinner would probably be mutter on Yom Tov.